This DJ Kirk State. When I need info on today's important events, I tune into Block Report Podcast with my mans, Tafari XL. Let's go.
TK Visions Beats.
It's the Carol by XL.
TK Visions Beats. TDK Visions Beats.
Yeah, what's going on, everyone? This is the Block Report Podcast, and I am your host, Tafari XL. And we're reporting to you from a separate location at this time, although y'all can't see or know what my location is, but we might have some additional sounds or noises that we usually don't have in the podcast because of the area where I'm recording. So, just bear with me as we try to get through this. Now, of course, you know you can find the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts, Alexa, all of and most, or if not all of your streaming platforms. So do remember that. And stay on top of that. Also, you can reach out to the Block Report Podcast via email, Gmail, the Block Report Podcast at gmail.com. And we also leave questions sometimes on the podcast itself. And there's also a comment section, especially on Spotify, I know for sure, where you can comment and leave questions and comments for the podcast. So make use of that as well. And if you feel, and if you do feel inclined, you can make a donation as well. So let's get to it. So this article that we're going to go over, and we may go over two articles during this time here, is about this one starting here is from The Hill. I was looking at one article from the from CBS News, and on this particular story, and the story is about a white father and white son who went and shot, chased and shot after a black FedEx driver. So the one from CBS News, they were clearly on code because their language was, as many of these publications are, clearly on code with these raging white supremacists, suspected white supremacists, because it's allegedly and all of this language. And then the first thing they say in the article is, oh, he wasn't wounded. So yeah, here it goes from the CBS News article. Attorneys for a black delivery driver are calling for a federal hate crimes probe of the attempted shooting of the driver in Mississippi, saying it's another example of black Americans facing danger simply for going about their daily activities. The FedEx driver, 24-year-old DeMond Terrio Gibson, was not wounded in the January 24 incident. One of his attorneys, before I go into that part about them saying that he was not wounded, it's like, well, you know, just when they say allegedly and then they go into this and this sort of line of statements, it's like as if they're questioning the validity of the black person's claim and grievance. So you got to watch that, the way that they go ahead and they frame these articles and write these things. So one of his attorneys, Carlos Moore, and like it seems like they're stating just a particular fact, but it's a way for them to kind of like say, well, he wasn't harmed, so how do we know he wasn't injured? How do we know that this really happened? You know, if he was killed, then, you know, so this is, you know. Anyway, so one of his attorneys, Carlos Moore, said Thursday that he believes police are not taking the investigation seriously. Surprising. Police not taking the investigation seriously of a black person, saying that they were chased and shot at by a couple of white folks. Not surprising, especially in Mississippi. Not surprising to hear that at all. Two white men are facing charges, but Moore said the state needs to upgrade those charges to attempted murder. Moore said Gibson had done nothing wrong before two white men tried to stop him, with one of the men holding a gun. He was simply black while working, Moore said during a news conference. A Justice Department spokesperson confirmed to the Associated Press on Thursday that the department received a request to look into the case and will review the request to determine any next steps. Gibson said he was wearing a FedEx uniform and was driving an unmarked van that FedEx had rented when he dropped off a package at a house in South Mississippi. He said as he was leaving, he noticed a white pickup truck pulling away from another house on the same large lot. He said the pickup driver tried to cut him off as he left the driveway. Gibson swerved around him and then encountered a second man who had a gun pointed at the van and was motioning for him to stop. Gibson said, so these are two white folks out here, and their father and son, they're out here playing deputies and cops, because we're going to pull our gun out and tell you to stop it. You're going to have to listen to us. So they're out here playing deputies and stuff like that. So unappointed or appointed deputies by the state police and such. So and motioning for him to stop. Gibson said the man fired as he drove away, damaging the van and packages inside. He said the white pickup chased him to the interstate highway near Brookhaven before ending the pursuit. Two white men from Brookhaven, 58-year-old Gregory Charles Case and his son, 35-year-old Brandon Case, were arrested and released on February 1st, told local news outlets that the elder Case was the suspected pickup driver, while Brandon Case was the man in the street. Gregory Charles Case is charged with conspiracy. Brandon Case is charged with aggravated assault. The attorneys who represent the men, Terrell Stubbs for the father and Dan Kitchens for the son, did not immediately respond to two phone messages that the AP left for each of them Thursday. A person in Stubbs' office said he was in court, and a person in Kitchens' office said he was out of the office. During a news conference on Thursday, Gibson said he was told by his superiors to run the same route the day after the chase. So it sounds like his people at FedEx, whoever his management is at FedEx, didn't really care about his life. They're like, yeah, go back out there and go deliver our packages, boy. So what you got shot at? Go back out there on the same route and go do that shit. The following day, we had to go file a police report. As soon as I was done filing a police report, they put me back on the same route. I did that for like a day or two until I started having real bad anxiety attacks, which I'm sure anybody, any normal person would have. And I just couldn't do it anymore. I asked them for some time off, which I do have, but it's unpaid, said Gibson. Congratulations. Let's give a clap up for the FedEx down there and how they treat their black employees. In a statement, FedEx said, FedEx takes situations of this nature very seriously. Not apparently, according to his report. And we are shocked by this criminal act against our team member. The safety of our team members is our top priority, and we remain focused on his well-being. We will continue to support Mr. Gibson as we cooperate with investigating authorities. Nobody was injured, but the chase and gunfire have sparked social media complaints of racism in Brookhaven, about 55 miles south of the state capital, Jackson. The local NAACP chairman has called on the city's black police chief to resign, but the chief says he has no intention to do so. I'm not going anywhere until God makes that decision. Really? That's some hubris there. Did he think being the police chief was a lifetime position? I'm not going anywhere until God makes that decision. Okay. Kenneth Collins told the Daily Leader, that's between me and God. What does you and God and your position have to do with your position in, as a police chief, have to do with anything? What does God have anything to do with that? But God called, he's saying, not until I die. This is what he's trying to reference. Over my dead body, do I give up my position as police chief? Until God calls me, I'm not worried about what anybody says. Moore compares the incident to the killing of Ahmaud Arbery, a 26-year-old black man who was running empty-handed through a Georgia subdivision in 2020 when three white strangers chased him down and blasted him with a shotgun. The white men, including a father and son, were convicted of murder and sentenced to life. Defense lawyers said they suspected Arbery had committed crimes in their neighborhood, but prosecutors said there was no evidence of that. The three still face a federal hate crime trial. Quite a few people, because I've read several articles on this, and quite a few people have likened this situation to Ahmaud Arbery, to the Ahmaud Arbery murder, and said that this is like some copycat stuff where, because it's a father and son situation again. So it's like, you know, multi-generational of white folks who decide to deputize themselves and become vigilante what they would like to liken themselves as vigilante crime fighters, but what is more or less just a lynch mob when they approach black people who are just going about their daily lives, not bothering no one or doing anything. So about 68% of Brookhaven's 12,000 residents are black. 68%. That's interesting. So if it's 68% of y'all are black down there, it would seem that you would have the upper hand to vote who's chief or not. So while the chief is up there saying all of that stuff, I don't know. So that's interesting. The city is in Lincoln County, where District Attorney D. Bates said information will be presented to a grand jury for a decision on charges once police complete their investigation of the Gibson incident. Witnesses, including Gibson, will be able to testify. James A. Bryant, the second of Los Angeles, another of the attorneys representing Gibson, said Thursday that Gibson experiences pain knowing that people tried to harm him because he is black. That has to be the most frightening experience one could face as a young black man, Bryant said. And then not only that, they continued to chase him until they got to the freeway. So what would have happened if they were able to cut him off? And that is the question. What was their plan since they came out there with their gun? So guys, this is going to be a short one today. It's going to be a short and very brief episode today. So we're just updating and giving you the reports on this incident and what the information is that is out there now currently, and some of the details that have been reported. So you can tune in again for the Block Report podcast. We'll be returning once more with another report. We have a few updates on some of the stories that we've been reporting on that we need to address, and plus other information. So thank you for tuning in to the Block Report podcast and listening. I am your host, Tafari XL, and we're out of here. Peace.